A one-time fugitive financier, Martin Frankel, pleaded guilty yesterday to charges of fraud and racketeering in U.S. District Court in New Haven, Connecticut. Frankel was accused of stealing hundreds of millions of dollars from insurance companies in five southern states. Under federal guidelines, Frankel would face up to 150 years in prison and $6.5 million in fines. Heather Claiborne of member station WNPR reports.
When Martin Frankel fled to Europe on a chartered jet in 1999, he left behind smoldering documents at his Greenwich estate and angry insurance commissioners in Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Oklahoma, and Missouri. After a four-month international manhunt, officials caught up with Frankel in Hamburg, Germany. Martin Frankel stood in a New Haven courtroom yesterday afternoon wearing handcuffs and a baggy khaki uniform. He pleaded guilty to 20 counts of wire fraud and one count each of securities fraud, racketeering, racketeering conspiracy, and a forfeiture charge. His court-appointed attorney, Jeremiah Donovan, says his client has been cooperating with the government from the time he left Germany.
He's agreed to testify in grand juries or in trials and also especially to cooperate with various civil authorities in trying to get assets back for the insurance companies. He hopes, obviously, by that cooperation to obtain a sentence substantially less than 150 years.
Frankel escapes prosecution on 12 counts of money laundering because of the extradition agreement with Germany. Prosecutors say losses in this case total $208 million. Between now and Frankel's sentencing, which is a year away, prosecutors and lawyers will work out an agreement on how much restitution Frankel will ultimately pay. U.S. Attorney John Danaher says while Frankel's plea closes a significant chapter in this case, it's not over.
The book is not closed in this case. We continue to work it. We continue to investigate it. Those who are involved in it should not rest, because we won't.
Three other defendants in the case are scheduled to go to trial in October. A fourth is still wanted by the FBI. For NPR News, I'm Heather Claiborne in New Haven, Connecticut.